In John chapter 12, Jesus says, "Except the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bears much fruit." Inside that grain of wheat, there is life. But on the outside, preventing that life from bearing fruit, is a very hard shell. As long as that shell remains hard and unbroken, that grain of wheat will never be able to sprout and grow. But as the grain is placed into the ground, that outer shell begins to die and break, and the wheat begins to grow and bear fruit. The application is obvious. Everyone who has recognized his great need of salvation and has accepted Jesus Christ alone as his Savior has the life of God within him. But among this group of people who possess the life of God, there can be found two distinct conditions. Those whose life is confined and restricted because they remain unbroken, and those whom the Lord has broken and life has been released. In 1842, a small congregation had gathered for a gospel service in a barn. The name of the preacher was Henry Varley, and as he concluded his message, he lifted his eyes to a nearby haymow where an interested young man was seated, and he said, "The world has yet to see what God can do with, for, in, and through one man who is fully consecrated to him." The young man who was listening was stirred and convicted by those challenging words. He said to himself, "Varley means any man. He's not saying he has to be educated or brilliant or anything else, just a person who is willing to be used. Well, by the Holy Spirit in me, I will be that man." And within just a few years after that commitment, the whole world was feeling the impact of the life of that young man who had totally surrendered himself to the will of God. His name was Dwight L. Moody, and God used him as an instrument of revival that circled the globe. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.